Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 22, Mark 11, Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." Say that out loud, please. Have faith in God. Faith in what? In who? Faith in God. We must not rush past this. This is so important. Faith in what? In who? In God. I want to talk to you this morning about faith misplaced. Misplaced faith. Can you put your faith in the wrong thing? Can your faith be misplaced? Trusting in something or someone you ought not be. Where did he say put your faith? Have faith in God. You know, we've received a number of letters along this same line throughout the years of the ministry. People said, well, the Bible said, let your requests be made known. So I'm letting you know what I need. We haven't received several along that line. I'm letting you, I need this and I need that, usually financial and material. I need this and that. Well, is that what the Bible said? Let your requests be made known unto Brother Keith. Or the church. Huh? What did it say? Let your request be made known unto God. What a big difference. Right? And yet, why are people so often going to each other, letting each other know what they need? Why? Because natural people are more real to a natural-minded individual. Right? I can see you. God, you can't see. It takes faith to look to Him. But I can see you. So I'm going to come to you. I saw you pull out some money. I know you got it. You know, there have been people that, you know, during prayer, come up and kneel down beside somebody they know that's got money. Pray out loud. And kneeling right beside them, you know, oh Lord, you know I got to have that $1,000 by the end of the week. You know I got to have it. I got to have it. $1,000. And Lord, I know you're faithful, I know, and I pray you move on somebody. Lord, somebody that'll listen to you. Somebody that'll obey you. Well, that's just a con. Isn't it? That is not faith. Say it out loud. Faith. In God. Faith in God. Psalms 20. Psalms 20 and verse 7. Says, some trust in chariots, some in horses. Of course, that was the some of the main military equipment of the day. It'd be like saying today, some trust in tanks. Some trust in fighter and bomber aircraft. Some trust in intercontinental ballistic missiles. Are we trusting in that to keep us safe? No. You got a real mixed emotion on that. Because I wonder what portion of the country is. Just looking totally to that. But we will remember what? We'll remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen. Who? The people that just trust in the chariots and horses. But we are risen and stand upright. You know, there's a lot of talk right now about who's going to save the country. You know, the presidential race is afoot. What man or woman is going to lead us out of all our difficulties? What man or woman is going to save the country from all of its troubles? I can answer that for you this morning. None of them. I said none of them. And the more of the country that gets their eyes on a natural Savior and off of God, the bigger trouble we'll get into. And the further down we'll sink. And you'll find faithless people are always looking for somebody to take care of me. Faithless people are always looking for somebody that's going to fix my problems. Well, this is going over real big, isn't it? Is it true or not?
Yes, sir.
And you see the country divided up that way too, aren't you? There's a whole lot of folk that, you know, we want to put somebody in there that'll fix all our problems. That'll take care of us and meet all of our needs. No, friend, that person is called God.
Right.
Not the U.S. government. God. Now granted, I mean, it's good for us to do things that help people, but man cannot meet all of man's needs. Can't. Oh, but those that trust in the Lord, put their faith in Him, put their trust in Him, they'll not be ashamed, they'll not be disappointed. Even in times of famine, they'll be satisfied. When the government can't meet your needs, God still can. You know, there were a lot of stories of tragedy and problem and mishap with Katrina and New Orleans. But there were a lot of good stories too. And the people that sat around and waited for the government to save them, those are the sad stories. But there were a number of people that stepped out by faith. They didn't wait for the government to come in and help. And there were a number of other people that didn't wait on somebody. They stood up and started believing God, and they had miracles. I said they had miracles, and it should be a real lesson for us. Who's our Savior? That's too weak. That's too weak. Who is our Savior? God. Gee, who's our provider? Who's the one that protects us? Yes. So our faith is in Him. Our trust is in Him. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, have faith in God. In who? In God. Go with me to 2 Chronicles, please. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. I'd like to get into some things that a number of folks seem confused about, as the Lord would allow us and as time would allow. What we're dealing with, though, is not placing our faith in the wrong one or wrong things. We are never, ever to say to any man or woman, you're my only hope. If you don't come through, I'm done. You're my only hope. If you don't give me the money, I'm going under. You're my only hope. If you don't fix it for me, how many understand you are in trouble? Because man can fail. And you do not have to resort to begging. Believers are not beggars. Because we don't have to. It's not because we're too proud. We don't have to be. We got a God who can meet our needs. Yeah, He uses people in a variety of situations, but we never have to look to them. And even if they don't obey Him, He'll use somebody else. He's not limited by them or one or two or three. I said never, ever look at any man or any woman, any professional, anybody in any realm of life and go, you're my last hope. You're my only hope. If you don't do it for me. How many understand at that point your faith is misplaced? You're not looking to the Lord. You're looking to them. And you're in trouble. Now here's an example of a man who did this. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. Are you there? 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 12. This is about a king named Asa. The Bible said, Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And verse 13, what happened? Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 41st year of his reign, and they buried him. He made a mistake here, didn't he? And what was his mistake? In his distress, in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to physicians. Now, to even read this is to create tension with a lot of folks, isn't it? And a whole lot of people, even in times past, have said, well, you know, especially at the turn of the century, a lot of people that believed in healing preached against doctors. And they used verses like this to support what they said they believed. Let me make it very clear. Myself, Phyllis, we here at Faith Life Church are not opposed to doctors. We thank God for them. They're fighting the same thing we are. They're trying to help people get well. Right? We're particularly thankful for doctors and nurses and specialists in health care that are believers. How many of you have been helped some way by a health care professional? Let me say, yeah, that's what I thought. We're thankful for them. So what was the problem here? Was it the problem that he went to the doctor? He sought. Now, notice the language. In his disease, in his trouble, he what? He sought not to the Lord. He didn't just go to the doctor. He left the Lord out of it. Oh, can you see that? And this is particularly an issue because he already knew how to believe God. This man had believed God against impossible circumstances and saw God move in an amazing fashion. And yet later on, he quit looking to the Lord and started looking to man. And this is just one of the areas that he did it in, but it cost him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith Misplaced, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R703C. That's R703C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.